The name of my story is Seeing with Our Heart. The sun was shining brightly the day that Rose Turner lost her sight. She was sitting on the swing that hung on a sturdy tree limb. Her father had put up the swing for her when she was a child. Rose was now a charming and beautiful 16-year-old. On this particular day, she sat on the swing just a few yards away from the family garden, which consisted of a glorious profusion of rose bushes, which, to the observant, explained her name. Rose saw all the bright beauty of the flowers, which was the last thing her eyes beheld before a cloud of darkness fell. She said, "Mother, did the sun suddenly go down?" To which her mother replied, "No, Rose, the sun is shining as bright as ever. Why do you ask?" And Rose replied, "Because, Mother, if that is so, then I cannot see." The reality frightened her, and she screamed, "I cannot see! Why can I not see?" Her mother quickly ran to her side, pulled her close, and told her they must hurry to see an eye doctor. After his examination of her eyes, the doctor told them both that he could see no obvious reason why she could not see. He suggested more extensive tests and told them how sorry he was not to have an immediate answer. So Rose began a long series of tests on her eyes, and the days dragged on to become weeks. One day, she realized her other senses were becoming more sensitive, and she was amazed how her hearing gave her the ability to tell more about people by what they said and how they said it than she could discern when she had her sight. It wasn't long before she had conquered other obstacles known only to the sightless, making her more able to live a life almost as normal as a sighted person. As she now again sat amongst the roses on the swing she had sat upon that frightening day, she realized how much wisdom and perception she had gained since then. She saw people more as they really are, because she could not observe them by how they looked, but by what she could tell about them with her other senses. She smelled the fragrance of the flowers, and especially the roses, with the joy of experience she had never had when she could see them. She then realized that many sighted people miss the pleasure of life because they think seeing is the entire picture. She learned that all the senses are involved in life as a whole. Rose smiled as she listened, keeping herself tuned to the things surrounding her. The roses smelled wonderfully fragrant. The birds twittered as she felt them fly past her head. The neighbor's children yelled and screamed with joy in the yards beyond. And she knew she saw life as well, or better than she did more than a year ago when she could see with her eyes alone. Rose knew then that she really had her sight restored. She now knew that sight is more than seeing. It is a being aware of the beauty of life itself that surrounds us all. She then knew without a doubt that to truly see must begin in people's hearts. And I add 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor mind conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. A deep spiritual truth is within this little story. We need to trust God and His Holy Spirit more than our eyes.